głowa.
Nie.
Oh. That was very convincing.
I just need to get my things on. No, my things on, please.
Would you like to help, yeah?
Oh, yes, please. Stay where you are, Dad, please.
Okay, we've not started. You've got to get dressed as a policeman. I'm going to make myself into a rubber that you can't even touch. I think the string's broken on, actually. Because
I'm Bob the Builder robber.
When the conservatory was built, can you imagine who had to wear a mask and a yellow hat every day to help the workbench?
Yeah.
And they've even given us a key ring for the door with Bob the Builder on. Not done anything yet. You have to go over there. I was just going to say hello to Furby.
You can come back to me if you want to, because I will go to a place and say, there's a good girl here.
There's a good girl? Am I a good girl?
Yep.
I don't need to be arrested, do I?
No.
What do policemen do then, Thomas?
Help people and arrest burglars and robbers.
Who else do they arrest? Do you think they can help me?
Yep.
Okay, what can they help me with? Mr. Policeman?
Yeah?
I was wondering if you could help me find the super truck. It's gone missing.
It's down there.
I'm very, very good.
It's up that way. I can see it on my wall now, you like this one.
Yeah. Ring, 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 ring. Hello, Mr. Policeman?
Yeah.
Hello, I just wanted to report that some mini discs have been stolen.
Right.
They were in a box down there, and
I think someone's mummy stolen them.
You think someone's mummy stolen them?
Yep.
Could we have a little look for them?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
You can have a ride in my police car.
Okay. Come on then, and let's go look for them.
And there's any robbers?
Oh, really? Come here. Come on then, let's go and try and find the mini discs. Yes. Are they over here? Oh. Right, we've got them. Okay, let's take them back to the office to look for fingerprints.
Yes. In the van.
Yes, I can see a fingerprint here. It's from a lady who could be called something like Jean.
You might know who
it could be.
Yeah.
Who? It's right.
Right, I think she's up there.
Okay, well, let's quietly wait downstairs until she comes down, yeah? Okay, come here. Shh, wait. Where can we hide? Behind here. I think that this is the best plan, don't you? Let's hide behind here, and or else she won't come down. And what are we going to say to her when she comes down? Do you know what you say? Anything you say may be used in evidence against you. Can you say all that?
Yes, I can fire them and then put them in the house.
Thomas, let's practice. I'll pretend I'm Jean and you've got to come and arrest me, okay? Oh, there's some more mini discs. Steal them. Come on, come and practice arresting me.
I'm just getting all of my hand from my hair and a fire thing.
Oh, please!
doing mini discs.
And then say, anything you say may be used in evidence.
And you, I will fire you.
Oh no, that's not very nice. No, please, no. Ooh.
Hey, hey, that's my helmet.
Are you gonna, arrest me for impersonating a police officer?
Yes.
Policeman.
Get me my hat back.
Na 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 na.
I'm going to fire you now.
Oh.
Hey! You're bloody.
My name's Policeman Go, and I'm arresting you for impersonating a police officer. Right, Mr. Policeman. Why did you want to become a policeman?
That just get me getting a smell, bang. Get off your smell, poop.
Is that how a policeman talks?
Yes.
Oh, no, don't play. Don't do. No, because the video can't have the gun. Because of the sound, they won't be able to hear what you say. Can I put it, let's just use a pretend gun. Yeah? That's it. Just make that noise. Mr. Special Policeman?
Yeah?
What made you become a policeman?
Mommy just
dressed me. Oh, did she?
Yeah.
And then who bought you this outfit?
Daddy.
Daddy bought you it?
Yeah.
Did it come with the police helmet?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Stop. Stay down here. We've got to hide down here. You can't disturb her. Come on. We've got to hide down here. We've got to be waiting for Jean. Your friends from nursery are going to be in your class?
No one.
No one?
Just me on my own.
No, you're not in a class all on your own. Yeah. Tell me you're not.
Yes, I am.
What, just Thomas and a teacher?
Yes.
Really? And what's your teacher called at school, do you know?
Mrs. Cotter, Mrs. No One.
Mrs. No One?
Yeah.
I used to have a teacher called Mrs. No One. Do you believe me?
Yeah, I don't believe you.
My name is Mr. Cone. I've got a cone on my head that I use to stick in people like that. Hello. Hi. No, what about this? Yeah. Hello. Say hello, who are you?
Hello, who are you?
I'm Mr. Conehands. And I use my cones to go around and help people.
Oh, hello. Oh, love, Jimmy.
Ask me who I am again.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Conefinger. And I use my cone fingers to tickle people! Ask me who I am again.
Who are you?
I'm Mr. Cone Nose. And I use my cone to... What's Mr. Cone? Smell people! Mr. Cone Nose. Who are you?
Mr. Cone Nose.
And I use my...
nose to smell people.
I use my nose to smell people.
I'm...
Mr. Cone Poop.
Who am I now? I'm Mr. Cone Ears.
Oh, ain't I?
And I use my cones to... hear people.
Yeah.
I'm Mr. Cone.
I'm
Mr. Cone. And I use my cones to see people.
And throw things.
These are lovely cones.
I brought them from Africa.
No, you didn't. Oh, Mr. Policeman, I think Mr. Cone Hands is doing something bad.
I'm coming home from my police station. Right now.
You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to let down someone's tires.
Hmm. But that's my bike. And I'm going to put my nose on you to do that again. Here's a psh.
Mr. Policeman. Do you know any songs about policemen?
No.
I don't either. Do you know any... do you know any policemen that are on telly?
No, but I'm going to.
Don't feel not allowed to use that. Not allowed to use that sound. Who else can I dress up as, apart from Mr. Cone Nose?
No one.
My name's Mr. Cone, and I use my nose to smell people.
I get out of here.
Behind the sofa. Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, my gosh, it was lovely and quiet. Yes, it makes a change, doesn't it? Would you like a drink, Ginny? We might as well have a cup of tea.
Yeah, I'll have a cup of tea. That would be lovely.
That's fine. Okay, then. Right, I would have made Thomas a drink, but obviously if he's not here. What's that scratching noise?
What was Birdie? Oh, yeah, I think Birdie's playing himself.
I'll just move this so we don't trip over it. He's gone really, isn't it? Because we could have had a nice playing with Thomas this morning.
Did he have his police uniform on when he went? Yeah, he did. I think he's gone to arrest someone.
I think he must have done, yeah.
That.
No, you've not got that gun out, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. It's too much noise, Thomas. No.
He's not been pressed. He's just been going...
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, do you not remember what we said?
No, he was supposed to be...
He was to anybody.
He was hiding behind the sofa to arrest you when he came downstairs. He didn't do a very good job of it, did he?
That's a present. And we've always said, haven't we, he was never pointed at anybody. Thomas, no.
I pointed at the stairs.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
It makes too much noise.
Thomas, I told you before, they won't be able to hear us.
Thomas, come here. Let's come here. Come
on, no.
Let's do this to Ginny. Come on. Right, Ginny, close your eyes.
Okay.
Gently. You know how it goes. Gently. Very gently. On a roll. Very gently. Very gently. See if she likes that.
Ooh, what's that?
A dolphin.
That's lovely, isn't it? Oh, it's tickly, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is it?
A real dolphin.
What? It said we bought that the other day. It's a massager, isn't it, for you? Your
watch
shoulders
this.
And your back. Mm-hmm. And when Thomas is going to sleep.
Do you put it on yourself, do you? Where did you get it from?
Mummy rubs it on your back, doesn't she?
She's supposed to eat it.
She should.
Where did it tell Jenny not a shop we go to?
Where did you get it from?
From the sweet shop.
It wasn't from the sweet shop.
What does it taste of?
Lemon.
Are you sure it tastes of lemon?
I've only eaten that bit, it tastes of rubber.
Oh, look who it is.
Oh, Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, he doesn't see her. And what does Buzz Lightyear say?
Like, it's sneakers and booties.
He's very well behaved in your way, won't you?
Yes, and he always says, well, I'm not there. This is nice, isn't it?
I'm going to rest someone else.
Don't worry about it, we'll just tease the video.
When we change it, the green light's still on.
Thomas, are you going to show your mum Mr. Cohen's hands?
No, I'm going to arrest someone.
Uh-oh, I hope it's not
Bye.
Me.
Bye.
Bye.
Thomas came home from nursery with a frog he'd made.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I think he's had a lot of help.
He's coming home. What's the door doing?
No,
what's
that?
The door doing? Did you get the locket?
Hello,
who?
I'm back.
I've got someone you can arrest.
Him? But I won't arrest him.
Are you going to arrest Mr. Frog for me?
It's a lovely frog, that, isn't it? Do you want the keys off?
Please.
I feel like I've not been here for ages.
No, I know. It's...
I did come the last time, didn't I?
No, I think we came to
you. Did you come to me?
I think so. I can't remember it.
Well, then you haven't... You did... Your conservatory was done.
No, it was being done, wasn't it?
But the floor wasn't done.
Oh, was it done?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
Oh, have you? Oh, right. I can't remember.
So I must have come here, because that must have been about a month ago. That you
was
came
that
the
when Thomas
before.
Was poorly and he was asleep?
No, I've been since then, I think. God, it's hard to keep...
I know, I can't remember.
You know, I've been to Iceland since the last time I saw you.
Thomas, can you remember Janine coming?
Do you remember me coming last time?
No.
Come on then.
Oh, I remember it, Janine, because I went upstairs because Thomas wasn't happy about me being here.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, please.
I won't let you out.
Please let me out of jail.
I won't.
Please, I want to go out and see all my friends.
I won't. I will tell them you were in jail.
Why have you arrested me anyway?
Because you've just stolen something.
Oh, what have you stolen, Janine?
Oh, I don't know.
What's she stolen?
Then, I better tell you something.
Mr. Policeman, how long do I have to stay in jail for?
For Christmas.
No.
Yes.
Does that mean I won't get any presents?
Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, poor me. And how long away is that? What month are we in now?
60 hours you'll be in there.
Oh, is that? Oh, that's okay then. I'll certainly not be in it.
And I won't let you come out.
Really?
I will let you out at Christmas.
Oh,
so I can get out at Christmas?
Yes.
And it's my birthday in January. Can I come out then?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
What date in January?
9th.
Oh, the 9th. Right, can we remember that, Thomas?
Do you remember when my birthday is?
9th of January, we're going to Janine's birthday party.
Bye.
Are you going to come? Please let me out of jail.
Right, I'm going to now. Because your friends said they want you now. Not they want you.
Oh, my friends want me. Where are they?
And you're at school doing lessons.
My friends are at school doing lessons. Oh, God. I'm not.
And you can ride my police car.
I can come in your police car.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very lucky today, aren't I?
Thank you. It's a key. My keys.
Where have you parked your police car?
Your school.
That uniform fits him lovely, actually, doesn't it?
Well, the pocket's been ripped, unfortunately, but...
You make a nice little policeman, don't you?
Thomas went to Sunday school in it the other week because Jackie, who runs the Sunday school, is a police lady.
Oh.
And he wanted to show her, and actually she wasn't there, was she, on Sunday? But they're doing something in church this Sunday where they want a centurion. And so they've asked Thomas if he'll go again.
Wow.
And he's got to walk round. What have you got to do when you get there?
Arrest people.
That's lovely what they want you to do. Yes. It has a little...
Hang on,
it came with
us
as well, didn't it? Which did belong in the pocket, but the pocket's ripped.
Hello, poo-poo.
No.
I will play with all my
people. Oh, that's all right. So why have you gone in a bad mood?
Oh, my helmet.
Oh, what's happened here? Don't rip that off.
Oh, my
jacket.
No,
Thomas, what's happened there? Did you...
I can do it.
Do you know what? What's happened to him? Do you not want to be a policeman anymore? Do you not want to be a policeman? Oh, look
no.
at that! Thomas!
I'm not talking!
Oh.
And I won't play with you!
Why, what have I done? You've just let me out of jail. I thought we could go and have a dance.
Never mind, we'll do some measuring, Janine, because look, we've got this now.
We'll do some measuring.
Wow, what's that?
I hope you don't break it.
Let's measure how wide it's from here to here. Oh, this is great fun.
This is good, isn't it?
It's right. How far is that?
My turn to roll it up.
It's
140 centimetres.
Wow.
It can't be centimetres.
Don't actually know whether it's a proper measurement. Is there someone in a bad mood over there?
Yes, it's me.
Oh, I'm going to send Mr. Cone Nose over to tickle you. And Mr. Cone Hands.
I can steal your cone.
You steal. Right, well, if you steal my cone, you know what happens to you, don't you?
I got thrown over there.
No, do not throw, please. Do not throw. Oh,
Thomas, are you not happy all of a sudden?
No.
Oh, what's wrong? Come here. Oh, come here. Oh, what's this? Mr. Sad Face, what's wrong? Is it something the policewoman did? Someone's crying. Oh, I wish I could see Thomas's lovely, happy face.
Thomas, can you ask Janine if she'd like sugar, please?
I won't.
He won't because he's got Mr. Sad Face. I want to see Thomas' happy face. I know. What happens if I hang Thomas upside down? Oh, my God. Will I see happy face?
No.
Will I see happy face? No.
Would you like some sugar, Janine? Would you like some sugar? Thomas, would you like to put the sugar in Janine's tea?
That's... What sort of face is that? That's... Oh, I know. What about if I do this? Will I see happy face? Will I see happy face? That's mean face. Isn't it? Let me see. Oh. Look at that face, Jean.
I'll put the sugar in Janine's tea.
Yeah. Because it's
I want to just have a taste.
No, you're not tasting it now. Like, how many?
Just one thing.
Right. No, don't touch it with a spoon. Right?
One quite big one.
Carefully. We might need to put it on.
Right, drop it. Whoops, Jason. No, leave it. Oh, you finally.
Be careful. A tiny drop more.
Yeah, one more.
Not as much as that.
Thomas, who's on my cup?
No, put it in Janine's tea. You can do that in a minute. Put it in Janine's tea. Right. There you are, Janine. That's careful. In the tea. Don't put... Right, can I just borrow that spoon out to steer? Right, Janine, I'll put that somewhere. Don't touch because it's very, very hot. Thomas doesn't use sugar. Well, I think there's a problem. Thomas doesn't usually have sugar, but he's decided. He likes to dip strawberries into sugar.
Really? Do you like strawberries? What sort of face is that?
Oh, what happened to him all of a sudden?
You just put it on here,
is it on? But we might as well just have a chat.
Thomas, will you help me open this?
No.
Oh, I've come all this way. Do you want me to go back to work?
No, you should. Well, we'll be going to nursery soon. We're going to Mrs. Flatford's.
Where are you going this afternoon, Thomas? Oh, look, I'm crying now. Thomas, I've come all this way to see little Thomas.
Look, you're a baddie.
I'm a baddie? Why am I a baddie?
But you don't love me. I don't love you.
Oh, no.
I won't come to your work ever again.
But I love you coming to my work. Everyone loves you there.
Today, after this.
Why am I a baddie anyway? I thought you'd been a baddie because you've arrested me. You tickled me.
Listen. Now, if you don't play with her now, you'll be so upset when she's gone. We'll have another moment with her. Oh, when's Janine coming? The other day, Thomas told me he wished that I wasn't his mummy. And when I said, who would you like for your mummy, he said that Janine.
Aww. You wouldn't get any sweets, though, because I'd eat them all.
He doesn't get sweets from me, so...
Are you going to show me something else you got for your birthday? I haven't seen all your toys yet.
Why don't you do some measuring?
I won't.
Where did you get your measure from?
I won't tell you.
He's not cross.
He's not cross, he's just a nut.
That looks cross to me. Look at that, Jean. That's surely cross. Are they policeman boots down there?
Mm, they're nice, aren't they?
They're lovely. Who's those boots?
Mummy's new Wellingtons.
How come they only go up to there?
They're special,
aren't they? One little smile for me, and then if you smile, then I'll bring something to show you next time I come. Something exciting that's got to do with firemen. Oh, my little sweetheart, aren't you lovely?
I'm going to say sorry next time.
You want me to say sorry?
Mm?
I'm sorry. What have I done? If you told me what I'd done, then I might be sorry.
What are you doing?
Yo! It's you! I'm gonna arrest you for that.
Well, what's he doing?
He was going in my bag. Where's the handcuffs, Jean? Quickly.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Oh dear. Uh-oh.
Yo, it's yoga, what they call it.
I don't know what we did with them.
Oh, look at him eating sugar from the floor.
Oh, Thomas.
I'm a Hoover.
And you're a Hoover. Are you?
Oh, thanks. Wow. Well, I pretend you're a Hoover. Go up on your hands.
On my hands.
We'll move one hand in front.
Are you a dancer?
I need some sugar to eat.
Hoover boy. You can also be a wheelbarrow like that, can you? What do you use a wheelbarrow for? Look at him, he's not happy now because he's eating some car.
We've lost a little wheelbarrow outside, but it's absolutely pouring with rain at the moment, so he can't get it.
Do
you like sugar?
Yeah. Scrummy.
Scrummy. Sugar and spice.
Now where's the spoonful of sugar, please?
Oh no, not just eating sugar then.
Oh yes, I am.
He's never put sugar in tea before, have you?
Oh, is he not? No one takes sugar?
No, I don't think so, no. Granddad takes sugar in coffee, but that's all. God, Thomas, that doesn't do it. The house is dirty, dusty.
Hoover boy.
Hoover girl.
You're a Hoover girl? Mm-hmm. I don't think you're a Hoover girl.
Yeah. Because I watch Barbie.
Have you still got a girlfriend?
Yeah.
No, there's lots of girlfriends.
What's your girlfriend called?
It's a lamppost. Talking lamppost.
Oh no, even worse. Thomas, I'm talking lamppost. Which lamppost is it? Is it the one outside or New School?
let me see. Travis is the one.
Really?
And he talks and he sings.
Oh, yes, he's quite right. There is a talking lamppost at the traffic
centre. Oh, there is when you go in. Mm-hmm. And that's your girlfriend?
Actually, the Madness did a record last year about love struck a fallen for the lamppost. Don't remember.
Really? No.
Oh, well. A Madness record, there you are.
Oh, well, perhaps we've got a pop star in the making.
Thomas,
I don't.
Oh no!
I don't think you ever told me what happened at Disbury Park, did you? At the festival, what happened?
Have you been going to festivals?
Mm, what happened? When this incident happened, he went rushing to tell Mrs. Platford, his nursery teacher, and he said Mrs. Platford will be thrilled.
We'll be thrilled.
I have real handcuffs when I tried on that hand and that hand.
Really? And was Mrs. Platford thrilled? Mm. Was she thrilled?
Yeah.
Mrs. Platford and each of her staff were all told about it. Thomas saw two police ladies standing together and he just had to go and talk to them.
Oh, did they talk to you?
They started chatting and then a policeman came along and said, what's going on here?
is he causing trouble in the police? And he said yes, so he took his handcuffs out and he arrested you. And then the sergeant came.
Really?
And the sergeant was going to put you in jail, but he said no, he wanted to come home with mummy, didn't he?
You nearly got put in, really put in jail.
Yes.
Right, Thomas.
Right, so tell Janine about
it. We sat right in front of the video as well.
Hello.
Oh, what's that over there?
What's that? But no, that was the highlight of the park, wasn't it? The fair. Just being arrested.
Oh, have you got that face on again? What's that?
I bet no one else was arrested by the policeman, were they?
No.
Last year when we went to Disbury Festival, the highlight was watching all the lorries pack up, and this year we've been arrested.
Aww.
You didn't really get arrested, but you didn't get put in jail, did you?
No, we didn't. No,
the sergeant was going to take him off. The sergeant said, would you like to come to jail, or do you want to go around the park with mummy? And he decided he'd go around the park with mummy.
Okay.
He keeps growing. He puts his hair, and back it goes.
Thomas, come on. Don't play with that. Thomas, you'll break it. Come on. Oh, he's licking it. Come on. Over you go.
I'm not going to show you anything ever again. Because if this is what happens, I'm not. Anything exciting that I bring, I'm not going to show you. It's not funny. Go on, over you go. Come on.
No.
Oh, he's wet all the screen.
Come on, Tom.
No, it's all right. Just keep it. Oh, I've wiped it now. It's fine. Come on, because you're in the nursery this afternoon. It's a fact. I want to know if you've been a good boy this morning.
You can help me put the sticker on this. Come here. I need to help.
On what?
I want to help you put the sticker on.
You take the tape. Well, I'll take the tape. What I want is one of these stickers put on here. Can you help me do that? There we go.
No.
Yeah. Thomas, I thought you were going to help me.
No. Now look, this has got to stop. This is not nice now. No, this is not nice.
Thomas, come and help me.
No.
Oh.
I got up to the bedroom and I won't come down.
Okay then, I won't give you your present.
Water in it from this morning.
I'm hopeless with names.
He loves these.
Mm. Well, this one was a present for his first birthday. I mean, this has been in the bathroom a long, long time. As I said, the other one cost 69p or 59p. What's are these called? These rubber rings, what are they called, Thomas?
As anyone's sailing, they just flow on. Then they just hold on. And then they swim. And then I might jump on there. And walk around and up the steps. And down again. So in there.
What's... Oh, listen, it's somebody. Oh, look, quick, look across the window. Quick, 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 quick.
I thought it was the alien party. No, he said, I don't know. When it went by,
it's conservatives. Yes, John Harmon, he says, I'm conservative, I think. What was that?
What?
Where's your voting station? Is it near
Berwick Avenue? It's next street.
What is it? Was that lorry carriage?
Actually, Daddy has had a day off work today to go back to Polton for that because he's campaigning.
What is that lorry carriage?
Oh, really? Mm. Where? What? Campaigning for what?
Excuse me, Mummy.
Parties.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, he's not campaigning for himself or anything.
Mummy.
He's campaigning for a party.
Excuse me, Mummy.
Yes.
What's that truck carry?
Well, today there's an election. Do you remember on the television we see, when Daddy watches the news?
Yeah.
Prime Minister?
Yeah.
Right. Well, today they're going to choose a new Prime Minister.
Wow.
And later on, we come back from nursery, you'll be coming with Mummy to the polling station on Berwick Avenue. You know where Janet lives and Jessie lives?
Yeah.
That street, just over there. And we've got to take, I'll show you this, it's called a polling card.
Why doesn't he campaign round here then? Is it because he's registered to vote there?
No, he's registered to vote here, but he used to belong to...
Excuse me.
Oh, so much people he knows.
Yeah, yes.
That's a lifeboat, and that's a lifeboat.
One of his closest friends. Two lifeboats
on rivers.
A while ago.
It must be quite good fun campaigning, I reckon.
Well, yeah. I think he's probably just collecting people in his car to take to vote. But
look,
see this very important.
Oh, is that
postcard?
What they do? They go out and they get people and
yes.
take them in the cars.
Yeah,
really.
Thomas.
Yeah.
This, Mummy's got to hand this very important piece of paper in, and I've got to put a little box on the cross to say, I would like Thomas to be the leader. Or I would like Janine to be the leader, or I would like Purdy to be the leader.
I want to be the leader.
You want to be the leader.
You want to be Prime Minister.
Look, there's...
a better job.
Excuse me. Mummy, me and Janine, that's a lifeboat, and that's a lifeboat.
Yes.
Two lifeboats.
Well, you see, we've got Tories, Labour and Liberal, haven't we?
Which colour do you think's going to win? Well, you know who Thomas would want to win, don't you?
Thomas, which colour do you think would win out of red, yellow and blue?
Blue!
Because he loves blue.
Looks really old red.
I like blue as well.
Well, I like blue, but I have to like red because I like Poe. That's the Kelly Tubby, so I always choose red. But that's just because of Poe, but really my favourite colour, clothes-wise, is blue.
Yeah, same here. And for colour for walls as well.
Yeah. Thomas wanted the conservative.
I think it's because it's the colour of the sky and the sea, isn't it? It's a lovely colour.
You wanted
I'm
going to
show you,
Janine.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you better do something nice.
You better do something nice.
Oh, I'm coming since you're the leader.
Mm.
Yep.
Come on then, leader, where are you taking me?
Whatever I do, you better do it.
Oh, I will do. If it's. Oh, don't video my kitchen.
Janine.
Come on then.
Mum shut this lid.
Yeah.
Oh. And when Mummy thinks it's just parcels for her, and a jack in the box.
Just before you close the lid, Thomas, can I just tell you that lorry had a man in it with a microphone and he was saying, hello, vote for me, vote for me. Choose me as your leader. That's what he was doing.
Was that your Conservative?
Yes. So that's what he's doing. You might see some other lorries today.
Oh, you have great
driving
fun
around
seeing
saying,
that.
Vote for me, vote for me. People are voting for red, blue or yellow today. Or green.
Excuse me. We're better. Should that box that?
Okay. I'm shutting it.
Oh, you've woken the birdie up.
And what's Thomas doing?
Let's say
a sausage. Where is Thomas? Where's Thomas?
empty box.
Maybe we should just go in now, Jean.
Decided it would be very, very funny to put a cat in a fridge, and luckily I was walking past at the time.
Bud stopped it, so the
world.
How bizarre, why do the people do things like that?
Open this box.
Too much falling down water, I think.
Oh! Thank you.
Hello!
Do you see a lot of students in your job or not?
Yes.
Or you tend to be more
like Buzz Lightyear.
Why is it not more in the new job?
I'm Buzz Lightyear.
Hello, Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Suppose, how could that come through the nipple shut?
Woody could tend to be the postman.
Woody was the postman?
That was my mate, not the postman. Woody.
Sent it to you.
This is for me. Someone put this to me. Well, not for me. For you, Janine.
And they posted it through your door?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, hopefully when you're leaving, you get the country sorted out and the post will be delivered to the right house. Yes?
Yes.
Right, there you are. That's one of your aims. Woo!
Hey! What's been in there, Thomas? Fountain pen cartridges. Where are you going now? You're going back in the front room? Do you want me to post it back through?
Yes, and then.
Okay then.
Oh, some post for me. What do you mean?
All right, I've got some post for you.
Excuse me. Should we start now?
You're going to start sneezing in there, so are you?
And that's for you, Molly.
What's my name?
And that's for Purdy's.
Is it? Has Purdy's post come through your house?
Yes.
Purdy, here's some posts for you, sweetheart.
Eva, there's some posts. A ton of posts.
Oh, look at that. Purdy's post.
Fire, opening two.
around to the castle. He wasn't impressed with that last lot of post.
And I hope you get more letters.
What's wrong with that?
Just a very old thing.
Oh, I bet he likes that.
Parcel of Mr. Sykes.
Not another broken old letter, not for me.
Not another what?
This is not a letter.
No, it's a super parcel. I think it's a present.
Well, let's look at your parcel.
I didn't want to put a book.
Don't get any more on, because that was Toby.